is Sefolu Fow, former Colorado Buffaloes quarterback, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KSKA.
Welcome back to the show. You're listening to The Whole Show, powered by PDC Energy. We're live from the Auto Collision Specialist Studios. Thanks, as always, for being with us. And thanks to our wonderful insiders providing us the insight we just couldn't get anywhere else. Zach Stevens from DNVR Broncos joins us on our First Advantage Hotline. Zach, my friend, I keep thinking things are going to slow down, and there's not going to be as much for us to talk about, at least until we really ramp up into the offseason. But unfortunately, Broncos are at the forefront. Maybe some good news there. Deshaun Watson rumors. Okay, that's fun. But the situation last week about Von Miller certainly has Broncos country talking.
Yes, absolutely. Some good, some bad, some still unanswered questions about what this Broncos staff is going to look like. And Brady, I think that every single year, I think, okay, this is the offseason that's going to be quiet, and that rarely happens here in Broncos country.
No, no doubt about it, my friend. There's certainly a lot to unpack, and I know there's a lot for George Payton. There's a lot of Von Miller drama or not. There's already a lot for him to come in and take care of. Can you talk to us about the situation with Von? The whole thing seems very strange, even dating back to several weeks ago. Where are we at right now with the Von Miller investigation?
Yeah, so here's where we stand officially with the Von Miller investigation. Is according to the Parker police, he is being investigated for a crime. And if they find that a crime was committed, they will then send that to the DA and will officially find out what it is for. Fox News right now reported that it is for domestic violence. But the Parker Police Department wouldn't comment on that when I talked to them. What they did tell me was it began recently. The investigation began recently, so that could have people drawing the connections to what his ex-girlfriend posted on Instagram a couple of weeks ago. But then she also came out on Friday after all of this came out on Instagram and said that Von has never laid his hands on her. So right now we're just in a waiting game, and this could be a couple of days until we find out what happened with that investigation. It could be more weeks. So right now we're really in limbo with the official status of this.
Zach, so the situation, what, 2-3 weeks ago, looking on social media for the most part, Von Miller's ex-girlfriend, as you talked about, put some stuff up there of these texts back and forth. Can you open that up for us? I haven't hit it a lot just yet because it seemed, I guess it didn't seem like any of the major news sources were hitting it just yet. So, you know, I always try to be careful there. But what was going on there? Were some of the screenshots that were put out on social media between the two?
Yeah, and I think what is important is, you know, we don't know if these were from Von, but it seemed to be coming, I believe, from an email account, from, you know, an email that certainly resembled what a Von Miller email could be. So she put those out there, and essentially, I believe one of the things that one of the text messages said was he was not happy that they were having a kid together potentially. And I think his exact words, at least in the text messages words, were that he was praying for a miscarriage. And so, of course, that took a lot of people. There's not necessarily anything illegal with that, but a lot of people thought, well, if these text messages are true, of course, that's a pretty bad look there. And then she responded to those Instagrams on Friday of what she had put up, and she said someone must have taken my Instagrams a couple of weeks ago a little too far in thinking that, you know, that there was some abuse there, but Von has never touched me. So we're right now kind of in what's true, what's not true. Let's unpack this and see where we're at.
Zach, is this one, I mean, again, we don't know, like you said, there's still so many things to learn. Dare I say it, though, is this one of those times where maybe where there's smoke, there's fire? I hate to jump to those conclusions, but oftentimes when you get enough of this stuff kind of mixing together in the recent weeks, there's at least some truth to it. And again, everything we've learned about Von, it's a shock to all of us what's taken place the last 2 weeks. Whether or not it's true, we don't know. But that's my fear, is sometimes that old adage of where there's smoke, there's fire. I certainly hope not.
Yeah, I certainly hope not either, not just because he's on, but just because this is, you know, a bad situation if any of it were true. But, Brady, where it puts me right now is because I don't want to rush to judgment, but I also don't want to ignore everything that's going on. But the truth is, you know, 2 days after George Payton takes over the Denver Broncos and has final say, this comes out. And this isn't the only thing why the Broncos would potentially move on from Vaughn. He has a $22 million cap hit next year, which is the biggest on the team. They save $18 million if they move on from him. He's in his 30s. He just missed the full season due to injury. The year before that, he only had 8 sacks. So this is just another thing that you put in there. And obviously, let's say this does go further and he is found that he did this wrong, then of course that probably is the top of all of these things on why you're probably moving on from him. But this isn't just the only reason why people are starting to think, okay, has Vaughn played his last down? This is just one of many in there. And so that's something that you can't ignore when you talk about Vaughn, just how many other things are stacking up against him for maybe he's back next year, but like I've told you many times and stand by, it's not going to be at that $22 million cap hit.
Yeah, and I mean, you take all that into consideration, you know, because we're already asking the question, will he negotiate his contract? Will he negotiate it to the point where it actually means something for the Broncos? So that's already out there. Plus, you just mentioned it, the injuries, the age, the productivity, all that's already there. This could be one of those situations, too, where we might not We don't know what's going to happen. Maybe they turn out and say, hey, you know, the case is over, we're done. But sometimes even the fact that he was investigated might just be a negative cherry on the top, so to speak, where the Broncos go, you know what, it just doesn't make sense. You have all these other things going, and now there's investigations, whether they find anything or not. Maybe it's just time.
Absolutely. And on top of that, I don't think we can overlook the fact that this is a new general manager who has no ties to Von Miller. And a lot of people say this is the not for long league. What have you done for me lately? Well, just looking at it, Von Miller hasn't done a lot for the Broncos in the past 2 years. And I do believe he had a better season in 2019 than the sacks would account for. But it's not like he had 15 sacks or anything like that that's jumping off the table. John Elway has had the most respect for Von Miller. He drafted him number 2 overall. He made him the highest paid defensive player in the NFL's history. That's no longer here anymore for Von's side. Just like John Elway isn't there to be pounding the table and making the final decision on Drew Lock, Von Miller does not have that at his disposal either right now. So a fresh set of eyes could make it easier for this team to move on from him, or at least be willing to play more hardball in the negotiations.
Yeah, it's sure seeming like the writing is on the wall, perhaps, on the Von Miller situation for sure. All right, so this is the other big one. Deshaun Watson. When I first heard this, Zach, I'm thinking, okay, that's a nice dream, not happening. I can't see Houston not doing everything in their power to make nice and figure it out, but it sure sounds like they're all ready to just kind of separate here. I keep seeing the Broncos in that discussion, and I know Broncos fans around here are talking about it, but realistically, I'm wondering, is that something that could happen? How likely, Zach, at this stage, is it that Deshaun Watson is in a Broncos uniform next year?
Well, let's just start off with the Texans. What the heck are they doing,
right?
Brady? Because you're exactly right. And when all of these reports start leaking about how unhappy he is, the first thing they should do is they say he's on vacation. Well, fly down to vacation wherever he is and make do whatever you need to. And then there's reports coming out this weekend that within the Texans organization, there has been talks about trading him and potentially things like that. If you don't want to trade him, what you do if you're Bob McNair or Easterby or Nick Caserio, the new general manager, is you come out immediately and say that is not the case. He's our quarterback. So the point that the fact that they let it get to this point, I really think that he could be playing for another team next year. And now when we talk about the Broncos, where that is, I think they're right outside the top tier of teams. And the top tier who I would put in there is the Miami Dolphins and the New York Jets. And it would make sense for the Texans to trade Deshaun to one of those teams because of what they could get back in return, and that would be a top quarterback this year, a top young quarterback. That's how I have to imagine they would want to replace Deshaun, is with a Zach Wilson through the draft, with a Justin Fields, with one of those guys in the draft. But Deshaun has a no-trade clause, so he can decide where he wants to go. And there's been a lot of ties with him in Miami. He really likes Brian Flores. He really likes the city of Miami. They're an up-and-coming team right now. So I probably put them as the leader. Jets probably number two because they did totally turn things over within their organization. And New York is an appealing place to go, especially if Deshaun wants to build a brand. But outside of that, when you look at the Denver Broncos, they could be a very appealing team for a quarterback that wants to be surrounded by weapons. And what do the Broncos have? They have weapons, young weapons, on the offensive side of the ball. So if Deshaun wants to do it, to have a dynamic, explosive offense and have the opportunity for that, well, then Denver's right up there. And that's why I put the Broncos kind of in that third, fourth team, potentially, that second tier. Now, it may not be as sexy for the Houston Texans, but Deshaun Watson can say with that no trade clause, I want to go to Denver. He can force his way into anywhere he wants to go. So from a football standpoint, Denver makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, well, and they, you know, the offensive line. I mean, the fact that this offensive line's getting better and better. I mean, that's got to be something that quarterbacks pay attention to. You know, for the simple fact that they won't get injured as much if they can get a good offensive line. So, boy, I guess we can dream for a while. Okay, what would it take though? I mean, realistically, Zach, when you're looking at the Broncos and what they could offer, I mean, we're talking draft picks. What are we talking here? And how rich of a deal would that have to be for the Broncos to be able to get Watson?
I have to imagine if it comes down to Deshaun Watson saying, I'm willing to play anywhere but Houston, and so he gives every single team the opportunity to get him, the stakes would be so, I mean, what you'd have to get up would be incredible. And Brady, I get so many people offering me, you know, would this work? Would this work? And what I say to people is, does it make you uncomfortable, the trade offer? Because that's what it would have to be. You know, some people are saying, okay, I'll give you a first and a second and Tim Patrick. Will that do it? I'm like, no, any team would do that. So that's not enough.
Right.
So I think you start with three first-round picks, couple of second-round picks, and then you're also talking a Bradley Chubb, a Cortland Sutton type. And that's if it's, you know, on the free market and every team has an opportunity. Because then you're talking about potentially five first-round picks there, because Bradley Chubb is worth first-round pick, Cortland Sutton's worth a first-round pick, if not more. I think that would be competitive. That would open the door. And then also throw Drew Lock in there as well for them to have a quarterback as well. That's I think, what we're talking. Now, what could help bring that price tag down is if Deshaun Watson says, I'm only playing for the Broncos. That brings that price tag down a ton on what you'd have to give up. Or if it comes down to a couple of teams and the Broncos are one of them that he's interested in, well, maybe it's three first-round picks and a second-round pick that'll get it done. But I've seen a lot of people saying, you know, two firsts and a second. I don't think that would get it done, because what we're talking about is potentially something we've never seen before. A true top five, top 10 quarterback who's only 25 years old. To me, I'd probably do three first-round picks and name a player or two that you want to do that.
You know, at first, Zach, people were talking about the three first-round picks. I thought, oh, no way. I'm kind of with you, man. I think I would go that rich because, I mean, I like Bradley Chubb. I like Cortland Sutton. Okay, well, Cortland Sutton, you can work out a deal with Tim Patrick. You got two young up-and-comers. And then, you know, Bradley Chubb's been good. But I think I'd rather take a star quarterback that could put you in the mix right off the bat. So I'm with you, man. Let's get this deal done. Let's make it happen.
Oh, man. And then we're not talking about are the Broncos flirting with .500 next year. We're talking about how dynamic this offense is going to be. How close to the Chiefs are they going to be? Do the Broncos finish second in the division or third with the Chargers? And just are they 10-5? Are they 11 or 10-6, 11-5? And, you know, can they split with the Chiefs? I mean, that's what the conversation immediately goes to. And that's why I think three first-round picks, although it seems crazy, you're likely to miss on one or two of those guys in the draft anyway. So, really, what are you giving up, a top 10 pick this year? That would be a bummer not to have. But, you know, it would be awesome to not think about the next 10 years as a quarterback.
Yeah, no question about it, Zach. My man, up against the break. Always appreciate you. And, hey, we'll see what happens next week. Maybe we'll learn more about this Von Miller situation.
Absolutely, and maybe more some Deshaun Watson. That'd be fun.
I love it, man. Let's do it. Zach, we appreciate you, my friend.
Thanks, Brady.
Zach Stevens, DNVR Broncos. We got to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll get to my game of the week. It's an earlier game in the week. We'll talk about that next. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy.
Keep up with your favorite high school basketball teams with Preps Radio on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA.